With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. October is a prolific month for composer birthdays, and on today's program, we'll celebrate by listening to sacred choral and organ music from the likes of Heinrich Schütz, William Billings, Elizabeth Poston, Healy Willen, as well as five other well-known and well-loved composers. We'll begin with one of the giants on our list, Ralph Vaughan Williams, who was born October 12, 1872, in Down Ampney, Gloucestershire. His Festival Te Deum was composed for the 1937 coronation of George VI. Originally scored for full orchestra, we'll hear it with organ accompaniment, played by Timothy Farrell. Douglas Guest conducts the choir of Westminster Abbey.
Thank you.
Douglas Guest led the choir of Westminster Abbey in Ralph Vaughan Williams' Festival Te Deum from 1937. Vaughan Williams is the first of our October birthday composers. As dominant as Vaughan Williams was in English church music in the first half of the 20th century, Healy Whillan was equally dominant in Canada. 8 years Vaughan Williams Jr., Whillan was born on the same date, October 12th, but in 1880. He emigrated to Canada in 1913 and spent the rest of his life and career there, becoming the Dean of Canadian Composers during his lifetime. We'll listen to his hymn anthem on Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones. The Alora Festival singers perform, led by Noel Edison.
Thank you.
The hymn anthem On Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones by Healy Willen was performed by the Alora Festival Singers, directed by Noel Edison. Matthew Larkin was organist. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We continue our October birthday celebration with another great 20th century English composer, Herbert Howells. His extensive output of sacred choral music is cherished by church musicians, singers, and listeners. He was another product of Gloucestershire, having been born there on October 17, 1892. We'll listen to a portion of one of his lesser-known works, the Kyrie and Gloria from his Mass in the Dorian Mode. This Mass was an early work dating from 1912 and dedicated to Richard Terry, then director of music at Westminster Cathedral, and who led a revival of interest in the works of the earlier Tudor composers. The Finzi Singers perform this Kyrie and Gloria, directed by Paul Spicer.
Thank you.
Paul Spicer led the Finzi singers in the Kyrie and Gloria from the Mass in the Dorian Mode by birthday composer Herbert Howells. We now travel back several centuries and to the continent to celebrate Heinrich Schütz, born October 8, 1585. Though much of his career was spent in his native Germany, he studied at various times with Giovanni Gabrieli and Claudio Monteverdi, and the Italian style can be heard distinctly in his works. We'll listen to his Jubilate Deo in Cordis, taken from a psalm setting in his Symphoniae Sacrae, composed after his second extended stay in Venice. The gentlemen of the Durham Cathedral Choir sing, directed by James Lancelot. Jubilate Deo in Cordis by Heinrich Schütz was performed by the gentlemen of the Durham Cathedral Choir. James Lancelot conducted. One of the earliest American composers, William Billings, was born in Boston on October 7, 1746. We'll hear his Thanksgiving anthem, O Praise the Lord of Heaven. It's taken from the collection The Continental Harmony of 1794, with a text that echoes portions of Psalm 103 and 148. His Majesty's Clerks sing, directed by Paul Hillier.
Praise. sun and moon and their amazing comets. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Let them praise the name of the Lord,
for he spake the word and all were made. He commanded and they were created.
Change your darkest scenes into heavenly songs and praise your Maker with your tongues, with your
Praise the Lord of Heaven by American composer William Billings was sung by His Majesty's Clerks. Paul Hillier directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. English composer Elizabeth Poston was born October 24, 1905, and lived until 1987. She was known as a pianist and also as a composer, mostly for radio and television. But choral music lovers know her best, perhaps, as composer of the lovely carol, Jesus Christ the Apple Tree, on an anonymous 18th century text. We'll hear it sung by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, led by George Guest.
Thank you.
George Guest conducted the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, in Jesus Christ the Apple Tree by October birthday composer Elizabeth Poston. Probably the best-known Finnish composer since Jean Sibelius has been Aino Johanni Rautavaara, born October 9, 1928, and who just passed away in July 2016. Among his sacred choral works are two psalm settings dating from 1970. We'll listen to Psalm 23, followed by Psalm 130. Both are performed by the Finnish Radio Chamber Choir under the direction of Timo Nuorani. The Finnish Radio Chamber Choir sang two psalm settings, Psalm 130 and earlier Psalm 23 by birthday composer Aino Johanni Rautavaara. In addition to his Symphoniae Sacrae based on psalms, Heinrich Schütz produced a collection of 26 anthems known as Psalmin Davids, or Psalms of David. They showed a great indebtedness to his teacher Gabrielli through the variety of colors and textures. They were also notable for their setting of the texts in German rather than Latin. We hear Lobe den Herren, meine Seele, Praise the Lord, my soul, performed by the Oxford Camerata. Jeremy Summerly directs. The Oxford Camerata, led by Jeremy Summerlee, performed Lobe den Herren meine Seele by Heinrich Schütz. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. French composer Louis Vierne was born October 8, 1870, and from 1900 until his death at the Console in 1937, he was titular organist at Notre Dame de Paris. His Messe Solennelle was conceived for choir and two organs, utilizing the grand orgue at the west end of the church and the choir organ at the opposite end of the church in alternation. This was the prevailing arrangement of instruments in large French churches from that time. We'll listen to the Kyrie from this gorgeous mass performed by the choir of Westminster Cathedral, London. James O'Donnell is the master of music in this recording, with organists Joseph Cullen and Andrew Reed accompanying. Kyrie from Louis Vierne's Messe Solennelle was performed by the choir of Westminster Cathedral under the direction of James O'Donnell. Our final October birthday composer to celebrate today is American composer Howard Hanson, born October 28, 1896, in Wahoo, Nebraska, to a family of Swedish immigrants. We'll hear his chorale and Alleluia performed as an organ duet by David and Marion Craighead. They'll play the organ of Asbury First United Methodist Church in Rochester, New York. David and Marion Craighead performed an organ duet version of Howard Hanson's Chorale and Alleluia. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music to celebrate the birthdays of 9 composers born in the month of October. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.